My husband is over the top narcissist. They love themselves so much. They think they're the best thing that works on the earth, but they don't care about anybody else but themselves only. Hi guys. The title of today's email is Dealing with a Narcissist. Hello, I saw your book in an ad on Instagram. Both have to participate for this to work. Am I right? My husband is over-the-top narcissist. I did not see this for the first 10 years of our marriage. He traveled a lot. When he got a transfer and was home more, it's like I don't know who this man is. So my question is, can you guarantee that your book will help a toxic person? I want the man I married back. We were best friends. Now we can't even hold a decent conversation. We don't spend time together anymore. I'm still here because I want to try everything before I pull up. I know the person I fell in love with is in there somewhere. Help.
This is the book that she's talking about, just in case you're wondering. GetMyMarriageBack.com if you're wondering. So deal with a narcissist. What's a narcissist? What's a narcissist, first of all? What is that?
Well, someone, to my own understanding, someone that just cares about themselves. Someone that is like self-centered. All they care about is themselves, basically.
Okay.
Everything they do is to their own agenda.
I'm guessing in a very toxic way too, because, I mean,
it's usually more like of negative.
What's the difference between that and loving yourself and putting yourself first?
Well, when
all this craziness that they're preaching out there right now.
You love yourself, no doubt. But when you're extremely selfish, you love yourself to the extent of hurting other people's feelings and not caring. I think that's where a narcissist is. Or I could simply Google that for you.
No, you don't have to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just wanted to understand it
from this context,
right?
A narcissist, you know. So dealing with a narcissist. First of all, she's asking if this book will work,
right?
If you're asking if this book will work, chances are you haven't read the book. You need to learn the fundamentals of dealing with relationships,
right?
And especially marriage as a form of relationship. Probably
right.
As the holy grail of all relationships, you need to learn how to do that. You need to learn the fundamentals of doing that. Once you read the book, you would already know that, you know, if it's going to work or not.
Right.
The book is something you have to read 10 to 15 times. So you need to give yourself that time. You need to be generous with yourself with that time. And yes, we addressed things like that in the book, dealing with a narcissist. We addressed the three core pillars, you know, that you need to deal with this kind of situation. We addressed attachment, we addressed neediness, we addressed attraction, we addressed going into a relationship to give, and we addressed to what limit. Like, what's the limit exactly? At what point do you say enough is enough, right?
Right.
You know. So, what do you think?
Well, if you are dealing with a narcissist, I think at this point in time, you need to love on your own self. You need to...
So you need to be a narcissist?
Well, like I said, a narcissist is like an extreme version of loving yourself. Like a narcissist, they love themselves so much, they think they're the best thing that works on the earth, but they don't care about anybody else but themselves only. It's excessive.
Is it they don't care about... Okay, so let's break it down a little further, right? She's the one calling this person a narcissist.
Right.
So, and as usual, we have one side of the story, which is okay, we can read between the lines.
Right.
But let's just pay attention to the fact that she's the one calling this person a narcissist,
right?
I've seen situation, I'm not saying she's doing that, just wanted to put that out there as a possibility. I've seen situation where people...
Exaggerate.
Mm-hmm. No, we always exaggerate in relationships.
Right.
When we're talking about the negative side of it, we always use the word always. And whenever we use the word always, we're exaggerating. Like, for example, right now I'm exaggerating So it's not all the time that we do that, but we do that.
Right.
So in relationships in general, we tend to exaggerate. So a narcissist could be somebody that he feels is controlling. But it's, we're talking about her feelings. Doesn't have to be the reality. It could be the reality. Doesn't mean it's not responsible. He's still responsible for how he makes you feel.
Right.
You know, but if he doesn't know he's responsible, what use is it, right? What use is it if he doesn't know? If you're not communicating. So, provided you've already read this book and understand the fundamentals, the first step after that is to find ways to communicate with this person in a loving manner how you're feeling, without accusing him of being a narcissist.
Without throwing low jabs and stuff
right.
like that.
Because calling a person a narcissist, especially if you haven't told them how you feel, it's, you know, obviously that's not serving you, you know. So you need to first of all get to the bottom of what's making them act the way they act in the way that. So this guy was out of town, right? And then he moved.
This guy has always been like living away from home.
Right.
Which I think that's where the issue is, because sometimes you get comfortable when you travel out for work.
He was always overseas, right?
He traveled a lot. It could be within.
I mean, not just out of town.
Out of town, right?
Like they don't live in the same house for the most part.
Yes.
For the first part of their marriage. Yes, so now he got transferred local.
Now he's working.
You have to deal with this completely different human being.
It is different.
He has to deal with a completely different human being. He's showing his true self, right?
Yes.
And that's coming off as narcissistic, right? Yes. And a lot of men do that. You know, it's just basically being complacent.
Yes, I agree.
He's not paying attention to you, you know. That's why you have to communicate. And sometimes you have to communicate over and over to a man.
And he probably thinks that she's a nag. Because I doubt if she hasn't communicated. But has she communicated in the right way?
The right way.
Exactly.
So if you're nagging and you're complaining, you're basically chasing him away, and he goes into his little corner.
Because he's used to being by himself when he's out.
Exactly. And then obviously that will come off as being narcissistic, because it almost feels like he doesn't care about your feeling, right? So again, if you learn the fundamentals in the book, you will understand the dynamics of how the human brain works in relationships like this, and how psychology plays a part in it, and how to play your part to get exactly what you want without losing yourself, without making the person out to be the evil. You're in a relationship together. Some kind of 50% that you're playing, the role you're playing there is 50% that created the dynamics that you have right now. And if you don't take responsibility for that, you will not gain control. You're basically giving the control away. So by even calling people names, calling him narcissistic already, without getting to the bottom of why he's acting the way he's acting, you're already giving away your power. Find out from a psychological standpoint, why is this man that you love acting this way, right? Well, I can tell you right now, he's not used to being in the house with you. Yes. And whatever you're doing that's making him act that way, you want to basically note those things and track those things and do the direct opposite of that. So you can bring it back to the space where he's asking you what's wrong. You know, and then you can say what's wrong without calling him names, without being evil, without being narcissistic yourself, you know. And there's no way you can know if it's narcissistic or not if you don't learn the fundamentals in this book. It's just impossible. So I'm definitely going to recommend that you learn that. Also, retract away from the normal. The normal people will say, he's narcissistic, he's controlling. Most people will say that. Well, when most people will do it, chances are it's the wrong way to go. When you're confused, it's time to learn something new. So I would definitely say go through the fundamentals of the book. And then write us back again and let us know how things are going. The book is a book you need to read 10 to 15 times. So you're going to have a lot of time away from doing whatever you did to making that created the dynamics that you have right now.
Right.
And that's why we're going to help with attraction in the marriage as well, too. You have anything?
Yeah, I would just say that, you know, I would say don't jump into conclusions about, you know, like you said, calling them a narcissist, because I feel like for men, when they live with a woman, it's completely different for women. Like when women get married, we're ready, we just jump into the whole role, like, you know, like we've been training forever for this. But for men, it takes them a while. So I'm thinking for the past 10 years that you guys have been married, you guys never really lived together like husband and wife because it was always out of the house for work. So now this is, you're experiencing what most women experience during the first years of their marriage. Like when they start, like when the husband is now like, you know, the marriage is brand new and he's like, oh no, I have to do my own thing. You're just experiencing that. So, and it's coming off to you like, oh my God, what is going on? So I would say be patient.
So they're confused.
She's confused.
She's confused, definitely.
Definitely. And I feel like the guy does not know that he might be, that she might be going through this much. So that's why I want to continue to say you have to be patient, but you have to communicate effectively.
It takes one person to really change the dance.
Right.
You know, to change the direction of the dance. Right. So you're the one that's complaining. We're going to focus on that person that's complaining.
Right.
And then take it from there, basically.
Right.
You're right. Be patient. When you're confused, it's time to learn something new.
Right.
The book is like 200 pages or something like that. It's very quick read, very easy read. It's our story plus the lessons, you know. So we've dealt with all of that, you know, where maybe I came off as narcissistic to her, and then she's coming off as the B word, and then we're trying to, you know, so everybody's so busy calling themselves names, but then that's not the real issue. So we need to get to the bottom of that.
And, you know, I'm stressing that she needs to be patient because right now, I can tell that you're desperate. Mm-hmm. And when you're desperate, that's when you need to be patient.
So now, let's take patience from a practical standpoint. Right. How can she be patient? Because naturally, patience is not natural.
Right.
Right. So what else can she do that can help her with patience in this period of time?
She has to, first of all, turn it around. If you're like on his neck right now, trying to talk to him, giving him all the attention, and he's not reciprocating, you need to take that back. You need to turn around. You need to, like I said, get busy with empowering yourself. Read this book. Read more books. Communicate with him.
I'm gonna tell her straight up, she need to read this book 10 to 15 times.
Yeah, you said that, baby.
Wait. I need to say, I'm gonna say it again. You need to read this book 10 to 15 times. Part of the reason why you're reading the book is to keep you busy, okay? It to occupy your time. You won't have time. You won't have idleness in your brain. Because people that bicker and nag is because they have too much time in their hands.
Okay? Yeah.
So the very reason why you engage in self-development, to be specific, we're talking about self-development.
Right.
The very reason why you engage in that is because it occupies a certain amount of time and energy that will take you away, that equals to patience, okay, from doing whatever you're doing that's creating the dynamics of what's going on right now. Plus, you'll be learning how to deal with when you now decide to come back in and deal with the issues. So I agree with you, patience. I completely agree with you, but they hear that in church.
When was the last time I had patience in church?
Every time. Maybe not patience exactly. But I mean, like, even a child can throw around the word patience. We know we need it, but it's just easier said than done, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like
church practice is the opposite of patience, because they try to, when you, they come off as a, you know, they give you miracles, so it's supposed to up, it's supposed to work right immediately. So I've not had patience in church in a minute.
Well, you know, I don't mean in church per se, just I'm saying like you as people, right?
Right.
We've heard that, we know we're supposed to have patience, we just don't know how to.
Yes.
We just don't have a practical step-by-step how to achieve patience. Patience happens when you engage in investing your time in something that's productive. You have to actually invest that time in something. You can't just sit down there and say, I'm patient.
No, it's that's not gonna impossible. Happen. You have to be busy right. with other stuff.
You have to occupy that area right. in your brain with other things.
Right.
And that's where I said, you know, patience, prayer helps with that, you mm-hmm. know. But you pray a little bit and then you say, let me go talk to him right now. He's
not.
No,
no, no.
He's
no.
been narcissistic.
That's not patience.
Again. You know, so that's why I am not apologetic about it. You need to read the book 10 to 15 times. If it sounds like I'm over promoting, oh well, so be it. Like, it really comes down to how bad do you need the situation right. in your marriage to be fixed. And again, we have tons of stories in it and we have the actual lessons that you need to learn and the practical step by step you need to do to come back to where to bring your marriage back. But that's the idea. Get your marriage back, right?
Right.
Getmymarriageback.com so you can bring it back to where you want it to be.
Okay. Right. And the reason, another reason why I said patience mm-hmm. is because when you become very patient and you're busy doing your own thing,
mm-hmm.
it's going to come back.
Yeah.
It's gonna now, when it comes back, you want to be able to communicate with him in a loving way, in a genuine way.
Right.
That won't be the time to now be throwing low jabs because it came back.
Right.
That's the only way you're going to win him back.
Right. Because the scientific fact that, you know, attraction will grow when you allow them to wander.
Yes.
You know, when you allow their mind to wander about you.
Right.
To grow. Actually, that's more of a man, but it works both ways, you know. If you allow them to wonder a little bit about you, as opposed to you bickering and being nasty and being, you know, change that up a little bit and then take that time to learn some new things. And you may just find that they have listening ears mm-hmm. and they're now trying to pay attention to what's wrong because it's not normal
mm-mm.
for you not to be doing whatever you've been doing up to now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really an attraction thing. And, because if I'm attracted to you, I want to make you happy. I'm not going to try to come up as narcissistic to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably not going to do my best not to be complacent. We all get complacent, but
yes.
I'm going to try my best to not be complacent. And if my best is not good enough, if you tell me I'm being complacent, I'll wake up because I know what that is. Because I'm educated also about that too. So, but you need to be educated first. And then eventually you can bring him to a place where he's getting educated. Take just one of you to change the dance.
Right.
That's going on right now. If you take two to tango, eventually.
But one has to lead.
But right now, all you need is just you to change the dynamics of things right now. And start by reading the book, GetMyMarriageBack.com.
Yes.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Just go grab the book. It's easy. It's also available in paperback and audiobook and everything. And hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. We'll see you on the next one. And peace.